if you need to be able to access your files on different computers, because you maybe use a laptop and you have a PC at home, maybe a PC at work, then you may need some cloud storage, some online storage. Well, MediaFire might offer you that option. They have different plans, and in the free version, it seems, for them, certainly on the face of it, to be quite generous in that it's unlimited online storage, which is way and above a lot of the other providers. You do have a maximum individual file size that you can upload, and that's limited to 200 megabytes, although that's still good. And unless you're going to be putting up massive video files, that's plenty, I'd suggest. There is one limitation in that if you're account remains idle over a period of time, it will be terminated. So you need to ensure that you're using things fairly regularly to make sure that everything stays fresh. Okay, assuming that you create yourself a free account, you've got certain facilities within there, and again, they're quite handy. The first thing you'll want to do is to upload some files, and you can create yourself a folder structure if that makes sense, and it can be similar to the one that you've got on your PC or whatever you choose. Uploading is fairly straightforward. You can use the old-fashioned version of browsing to it to the files on your PC, or indeed there's a very useful and handy drag and drop interface, so you can drag a bunch of files all at once, drop them onto the interface, and up they go. Having got them up into your account, you've got then various options if you want to share them out with other people. So you need to set the security to whatever level you want. And it can be completely open, or you can share it to individuals. You can share it out in different ways, just by sending a single link, or you can embed it into a web page. So you can get an embed code for an icon or to the specific file if it's an image. So there's lots of flexibility within there for sharing out your files. MediaFire seems to tick an awful lot of the boxes, and it's certainly well worth exploring.